So the thing with identities is that we can get over attached to them to the point where we are just making excuses for ourselves using the identities. Or actually, the more terrifying thing is that it limits yourself to who you really are at your fucking core, which is God, which is divine truth, which is all pervasive universal consciousness trying to have an experience. You know, it's like you're not just a job, a profession, a race, a star sign. You know, you're not just an empath or a light worker. Like, sure, you could be all of those things, but yet you are actually none of those things if you really get to the fucking essence of it. You know, you are a divine spark of truth and God and fucking consciousness, or whatever words you want to use, having a fucking experience. Like, that is who you are at your core. Sure, you take on these like personas and identities as a way to interact in this game of life on Earth, but ultimately you are not that. And I think it's really important for us to have that awareness so that we don't get way too fucking caught up in our identities and we lose our sense of who we really are at our internal fucking core. And like one really big, let's say, what would you call it? Like a trap, you know, like a potential fall from this over-identification of your identity is that, just, you know, over-attachment of your identity, shall we say, is that sometimes we get so attached to an identity, you know, that's what makes us feel safe, you know, or I am this race, I am a proud American, or I am an astrologist, or I am a light worker, or I am a yogi, or I am whatever you wanna throw, right? That makes you feel empowered. Not to say that feeling of empowering is wrong, but let me continue. It's like you get so attached to it that it's like you can only find empowerment through this identity you keep invoking, rather than just finding empowerment in the fact that you are just this universal godlike being at your fucking core. You know, it's like there is such a strong fear of uncertainty outside of the identity that one over attaches themselves to their identity as a way to feel safe, rather than finding their safety and power from within. They are relying on external source for it, which ultimately over time is going to fail, because that's not who you are, you know, at your fucking core, you know. And that's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with identifying with identities as long as you don't get overly fucking attached to them. You know, that's the fucking trap. Because then it's like you get to a certain point where you're just limiting yourself to God. You know, you're so convinced you're this like, you know, ego-created, mind-created thing that you're like, this is all I am. And it's like, well, maybe, look, maybe you're happy being that as all you are and you're fine, then power to you. But if you're not, and it gets to that point, well, you've only got yourself to blame by limiting yourself, by over-attaching yourself to a certain identity, rather than realizing, no, at my fucking core, I am beyond all of this fucking shit that we have, like, put ourselves into on this earth as a way to play, you know? So, you know, I guess I just want to encourage people, and it's a really shocking process, you know, like realizing that this identity you've used to feel safe and powerful all along isn't all that. And it can, you can go through this process of like, look, let's say you found a really good identity that might be able to, let's say, give you 70% or 80% of your true power. But it's like, if you want to access 100% of your true power, you've got to go through this fucking abyss, this dark night of the soul, where you completely kill and erase everything that is false, you know. So you might go from 80% to zero, only to come out of the other side and go to all the way to like 1,000 infinite percent, right? That's the only way you can get through this. And I think a lot of people, they probably go through life using an identity and not really living their life to the max. And like, you know, who am I to say? Maybe the way they live through their identity is, it works for them, that's the experience that they wanted to have. But you know, sometimes I just feel like, man, if everyone was really in their fucking truth, I just wonder how much more amazing and true everything could be. You know, I just feel like it's worth an experiment to try and see. And I understand not everyone, I think, wants to go through this process, because it can be very painful to kind of like completely destroy everything you thought you were, you know, in order to find your true fucking self. But I just think it's so rewarding. You know, it's the individuation process, right? This whole thing, enlightenment, if you want to call it. And yeah, and like I said, I don't think everyone is ready to go through it, but fuck, if you could, man, I just think it'd be so cool. It'd be so cool. Like, I would respect you so much, you know? And it's hard to be friends with someone or have connections with someone. It's like, look, it's like maybe you're really committed to the work of finding your truth, but then the other person is so committed to just keep upholding their identity, and you know, you might want to tell them, oh, hey, I think you're fucking overly attached, but they don't want to fucking listen to you because they, you know, they're so scared of what everything lies outside of it, you know? So, man, then you can't connect. Then it's like you're stuck, you're fucked, right? And you can either wait for them to decide to grow out of that, if they ever do in this lifetime, or you can pretend to buy into the illusion and be friends with them. And, you know, I think either option, well, you know, I would say that the option where they decide to expand is probably the better option, because then you're both at an infinite level rather than one person feeling like they have to limit themselves just so they can connect with the other person. You know, it's like, would you rather have a lot of money, a lot of love, you know, a lot of happiness, or infinite money, love, and happiness? Like, fuck, man, that's the difference I'm talking about here. Like, when you use an identity, man, maybe it works really well for you. You will always find a limit to it, okay? Because it's not the ultimate fucking truth, right? And, you know, I think maybe that is enough for some people. Maybe it really is. You know, and maybe I just feel like you have to be infinitely attached to your divine. Maybe that's an attachment in its own right. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's like the biggest thing. Well, it's like, if you're gonna, look, if we have to attach ourselves to something, would you rather attach yourself to something that could limit you or attach yourself to something that is infinite? You know, I feel like maybe the infinite thing is better, but of course, that's my own biased perspective of what I think is better. And again, I think everyone needs to find their own path. But I think for this episode, I just wanted to bring some awareness to this whole kind of like game, this whole kind of illusion, delusion, this like tit for tat with identities that we might have. You know, that that could sometimes like limit ourselves in a way that we didn't realize we're limiting. So sometimes when you realize that maybe you are limiting yourself and you don't really want to, then that you can actually begin the process of going through, you know, destroying and purifying everything that isn't you to find your true self, which is God. So you are everything. You are all the identities that you want to identify yourself to be. Every fucking thing. You know, you are a Gryffindor, a INFJ, you are a this and that. But you are actually nothing, none of that at all, actually. You are everything, yet nothing. You are just pure neutrality at the end of the fucking day, okay? You are one of the divine. That is what you really, really fucking are, okay? Okay, all right.